This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about a Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Luke, who's from Roxbury.
Hi, Luke.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Luke, I understand your girlfriend Carolyn is in the car as well.
That's right.
So
Hi. Are you going to be teaming up, or are you just going to let him handle this all on his own?
We'll see how he does.
All right, Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear any of these questions or your answers. Luke, you get more right than Kennedy. You win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Question number one, during SNL's first season, it was just known as NBC Saturday Night because ABC had a show called Saturday Night Live with Howard Cosell. SNL just celebrated which anniversary back in February?
50th.
Question number two, Christina Ricci got her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and a bunch of her Yellow Jackets co-stars were there. Ricci played the character Wednesday Addams in the 90s. Who's the current Wednesday Addams?
Jenna Ortega.
John Hamm turns 54 today. He played Don Draper on the show Mad Men. What was Don's career that is the main focal point of the show?
Pop.
What did you say?
Cop.
Okay, question number four. 10 years ago today, Pharrell Williams and Robin Thicke were ordered to pay a little over $7 million to the estate of Marvin Gaye for similarities between their song and Marvin Gaye's song, Got to Give It Up. Name the Pharrell and Robin Thicke song in question.
Blurred Lines.
There she is.
Knew that was going to happen. question number five. James Cameron says the next Avatar movie will be longer than the last one. What? The last one was 3 hours and 12 minutes.
We got to stop.
What is the name of the blue alien species in Avatar?
Avatar?
What is the name of the species, the blue people?
I don't know. I'm just going to say Avatar. I don't know.
Okay. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Movies don't need to be 3.5 hours long.
That's pretty wild.
You shouldn't have to feel like it's a war of attrition.
So, Luke, I understand you're from Maine. You're down here for college, correct?
Yep.
You don't have spring break right now?
It just wrapped up. First day back today.
Oh, how was it? Did you do anything good?
It was good. I had to work a lot. Yeah, a lot of work in school. Finishing on my math.
Oh, but that's not as fun as saying Cancun.
Yeah, that's not a good answer.
No trips.
You don't college right.
He probably does, actually.
I mean, I've never been. So I
know. The two of us are like, you're doing it wrong.
That's why I would have flunked out.
Luke got 3 out of 5 right, Kennedy.
Well done, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, these are tough. You ready?
I am.
During SNL's first season, it was just known as NBC Saturday Night because ABC had a show called Saturday Night Live.
Howard Cosell made that happen.
SNL just celebrated which anniversary back in February?
50.
Tied at 1. Christina Ricci got her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and a bunch of her Yellow Jackets co-stars were there. She played the character Wednesday Addams in the 90s. Who is the current Wednesday Addams?
Jenna Ortega.
Tied at two. Question number three. John Hamm turns 54 today. He played Don Draper on the show Mad Men. What was Don's career that is the main focal point of the show?
They were in advertising.
That is correct.
And apparently everyone in advertising drinks at noon in their office on that show.
Everyone who worked in the 1950s drank at noon. Full stop.
3-2, question number four. 10 years ago today, Pharrell Williams and Robin Thicke were ordered to pay a little over $7 million to the estate of Marvin Gaye for similarities between their song and Marvin Gaye's Got to Give It Up. Name the Pharrell and Robin Thicke song in question.
Oh my gosh, I can hear it in my head. I can't remember the name of it. I'm not going to get it.
Blurred lines.
There it is.
3-2. Question number five. James Cameron says the next Avatar movie will be longer than the last one, which was 3 hours and 12 minutes. What is the name of the blue alien species in Avatar?
I'm not going to get it.
I see you. The Na'vi, Kennedy.
The Na'vi.
I see you. Those were hard, right?
Yeah, just two of them, just right here.
I couldn't get them
out of the file cabinet.
So it ends up in a 3-3 tie, but with the tie, Kennedy gets the win, Luke. No cash for you. However, you just won yourself four tickets to go see The Addams Family, a musical comedy coming to the Box Center Wang Theater from March 21st to 23rd. If you want to buy tickets, go to boxcenter.org, but you're going for free, and I suggest taking Carolyn.
All right.
And what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Luke, and I couldn't be Kennedy.
Fair enough.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about the trusted 2025 Subaru Forester. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, please welcome Stephanie from Lee, New Hampshire this morning.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
You have the kids in the car. What are their names? How old?
Eric and Crosby, 13 and 11.
All right. What's up, Eric? What's up, Crosby?
Hi.
Here we go. Five trivia questions, all pop culture related. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win the money. If you tie, that is a loss for you, and Kennedy's over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready, Stephanie?
All right.
Vanna White revealed in a new interview that she only works about 34 days a year filming Wheel of Fortune. Oh. And she's off the other 331 days.
That's not a bad gig.
And she made about $3 million last year. What color is the Wheel of Fortune board before Vanna flips the letters?
Green.
Question number two. Carrie Underwood turns 42 today. Finished the opening lyric to her biggest song, Before He Cheats.
Right now, he's probably slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp. Itch is probably getting thirsty. Right now, he's probably buying her some fruity little drink.
Because she can't shoot whiskey.
And that song is why you should never scorn a woman, Eric and Crosby.
Question number three. Leonardo DiCaprio says he was starstruck when he met Luke Perry on the set of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Which show did Luke Perry have a leading role on at the time of his death?
Riverdale.
10 years ago today in 2015, the Wiz Khalifa and Charlie Puth song See You Again was released. It spent 12 weeks at number one. The song is a tribute to whom?
Paul Walker.
A woman in Florida was arrested for battery last week after she assaulted a man at a 7-Eleven with a Pringles can. Can you name Pringles' most well-known slogan? The boy's trying to help out.
I have no idea. They are. And they're drawing a blank too.
Okay, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I hope it was a sour cream and onion can. I feel like that would hurt more if I gotten a cut.
Mm-hmm. I may or may have not eaten an entire can yesterday driving home from New Hampshire, Dan.
That flavor?
Yes.
Oh, it's the best one.
It's the only one. Mm. The plain is good, too.
Yeah.
But get out of here with these other like pizza-flavored Doritos or Pringles. Just stop. Welcome back, Kennedy.
Hi.
Stephanie got 4 out of 5 Ooh. Right.
Okay, ma'am.
Okay. All right.
Very good and quick. It's efficient.
Mm-hmm.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Vanna White revealed in a new interview that she only works about 34 days a year filming Wheel of Fortune, and she's off the other 331.
Well played, ma'am.
And making about $3 million a year doing that.
Turn those letters.
What color is the Wheel of Fortune board before Vanna flips the letters?
Before it lights up, like it's gray, and then it lights up, and then she taps it and turns it around?
No, the side is a color, and then she flips it to the letter that's white and black. But the whole board is one color before she flips it.
Yeah, each of the words there. Each of the letters in the words, excuse me.
I don't know. Gold?
Mm. Green, Kennedy. 1-0 for Stephanie. Question number 2. Carrie Underwood turns 42 today. Finished the opening lyric to her biggest song, Before He Cheats.
Right now, he's probably slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty. Right now, he's probably buying her some fruity little drink.
Because she can't shoot whiskey.
Still in the game.
2-1. Question number 3. Leonardo DiCaprio says he was starstruck when he met Luke Perry on the set of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Which show did Luke Perry have a leading role in at the time of his death?
It was Riverdale.
3-2. Question number 4. 10 years ago today in 2015, the Wiz Khalifa and Charlie Puth song See You Again was released. It spent 12 weeks at number 1. That song is a tribute to whom?
Paul Walker.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Lock it in?
Yeah.
4-3, going to the final question, Kennedy.
Dun, dun. Here we go.
A woman in Florida was arrested for battery last week after she assaulted a man at a 7-Eleven with a Pringles can. Can you name Pringles' most well-known slogan?
Once you pop, you can't stop.
Wow.
Stephanie, I thought you had me. My palms are sweating.
Also would have accepted, once you pop, the fun don't stop. 4-4 is the final score. With a tie, Kennedy gets the win. Nice work, Kennedy.
The comeback kid.
I mean, I thought for sure I was done.
I did too. I didn't think you were going to get that one. That was well played, Kennedy. Well played indeed. All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go, Stephanie?
This is Stephanie from Lee, New Hampshire. My kids ditched me so they wouldn't have to say this, but we can't beat Kennedy.
Rude.
Hate to be in a foxhole with them.
Rude.
Eric Crosby.
Know, right?
We don't appreciate that. Well, we got your back. Thank you for listening, Stephanie. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too, guys.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about a Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Derek from Stoughton.
Hi, Derek.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Derek?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Is your last name White, and do you play for the Celtics?
I do not. I wish I did.
All right, here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win yourself $100. If you tie, that is unfortunately a loss for you, Derek. She's over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I am.
28 years ago today, 1997, Buffy the Vampire Slayer premiered on the WB. It ran for 7 seasons. Who starred as Buffy?
Oh, that was my favorite show.
What you got?
Geller. Sarah Geller?
Question number 2. When The Truman Show was coming out in 1998, the director, Peter Weir, wanted to have hidden cameras installed in every theater showing it, then have the movie cut to the audience watching it. Who stars as Truman in the movie? That would have been wild.
It feels illegal.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right, question number three. Olivia Wilde turns 41 today. Which pop star did Wilde date for 2 years after she split up with Jason Sudeikis?
Oh, this is terrible.
Okay. Just breathe, Derek.
That's all right. It's fine.
I don't know.
Okay, question number four. Here's one. I think you're going to get it. Kevin Bacon hates when he's at a wedding and the DJ plays Footloose because, and I quote, suddenly the wedding becomes about me and people form a circle around me and I become a trained monkey. Which singer sings the song Footloose?
He also does Highway to the Danger Zone.
Kenny Loggins.
Question number five. Sadie Sink says she cried so much on the last day of filming Stranger Things. Which character does Sadie play on that show?
Hold on. So, Sadie...
The amount of stressful exhales in this game.
Yeah.
All right, we got to get Kennedy back in here, Derek.
Kennedy!
Okay.
Yep. That's all right. These are tough. I don't just throw that about.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah, I had to think of all the characters that just came to my mind.
No, don't say anything. Kennedy's back.
Hi, I'm right here.
Derek got 2 out of 5 correct.
Right.
I'm giving him the first one, Dan.
Yeah, he needs it.
He does need it. All right,
He was right there.
He was so close. These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Sure.
28 years ago today, 1997, Buffy the Vampire Slayer premiered on the WB. It ran for 7 seasons. Who starred as Buffy?
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yeah, Sarah Michelle Gellar. What's a middle name among friends?
Indeed.
Tie to one. When The Truman Show was coming out in 1998, the director, Peter Weir, wanted to have hidden cameras installed in every theater showing it, then have the movie cut to the audience watching it.
That would have been so cool.
Like at the end when they're showing the credits or something, and it's just you guys on the screen.
Yeah.
That would have been
wild. I bet if you installed hidden cameras in movie theaters, you'd see some stuff you didn't bargain for.
Who stars as Truman in the movie?
Jim Carrey.
2-1. Olivia Wilde, 41 today. Which pop star did she date for 2 years after she split up with Jason Sudeikis?
Harry Styles.
3-1. Question number four. Kevin Bacon hates when he's at a wedding and the DJ plays Footloose because he says, and I quote, suddenly the wedding becomes about me and people form a circle around me and I become a trained monkey. Which singer sings Footloose?
Kenny Loggins.
I hate to tell you, buddy, that song gets played at every wedding, whether you're there or not.
Yeah, I know, but he's saying it becomes about him and not about the bride and groom, which he doesn't want
to
be.
But it gets played at every wedding. I can't help it if you go to one once in a while.
Just do the Footloose dance, make people clap, and go on about your day.
Like, go to 1,000 weddings, and 998 of them are going to play that song.
Kenny Loggins had a run, man.
4-2, question number 5. Sadie Sink says she cried so much on the last day of filming Stranger Things. Which character does Sadie play on the show?
She plays Max.
Max is correct. 5-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Derek, you don't get the cash. But. You're not leaving empty-handed. You just won a pair of concert tickets to see Dermot Kennedy present the Missyok Festival March 19th at the TD Garden. You can buy tickets at Ticketmaster.com, but you're going to that show for free, okay?
Right.
Nice is right.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
You still have Town Spot Pizza in Stoughton, so you're not doing too bad.
Right?
That is true. I just had it yesterday for dinner.
I know what I'm doing today.
Our music director is from, Mike Mulaney is from there, and he never stops talking about Town Spa.
Every day he comes in.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard of Town Spa, Carson?
You know, we got the best pizza down on the South Shore, Bob Pizza.
They have a pickle pizza that I have not tried yet, but I really want to because I love pickles. So I'm anxious to try.
You gotta try it.
Oh, good. Thank you.
All right, Derek, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Derek from Stoughton, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.